Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 24th and the 24th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And today, I'm excited. This morning, when I was laying with Gracie scrolling through my phone, I saw the DragonCon app was up. So I spent time while she was sleeping marking things that I would like to go to. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about that today. I am kind of excited though, because I noticed that they're actually playing some Doctor Who's starting like Thursday night, like at 12 a.m. Friday morning, and they're playing some of those back to back in the Hilton, so that's pretty exciting. Maybe I'll peep in and see Matt Smith somewhere. That's pretty fun. Now, if you'll notice, none of the ones I want to go to are very early. I'm not a morning person, especially at Dragon Con. So none of those are going to be pretty early. I think the earliest one I had was 10 o'clock, which was intro to Trek Track, but I honestly doubt I'll make that one. And the next one I had, actually, it was a 10 also. A lot of mine are doubling up. The Nathan Fillion panel. And the reason for that is Battling Brew has a scavenger hunt. If you can get a picture of Nathan Fillion, it's worth like a bunch of points because he's actually there, because sometimes he says he's coming and doesn't actually make it. So I had that. Scrolling down, Welcome to the Brit Track. That's at the Hilton Galleria. They're doing a lot. I think downstairs they used to do the gaming. I wish the gaming was still there, but they're doing a lot of stuff like that. So it's talking about some of the British TV shows and things like that. There's Adam West Remembered. I kind of want to go to that. It's at the Westin. Some of mine's kind of location where I am, and Westin's pretty much the furthest from us. So if it's there, I may not make it, but I really did love Adam West. He was my favorite Batman because he was my first. And I grew up watching the old ones, bam, pow, that kind of thing. Of Anne of Green Gables, I grew up reading those books and watching that TV show, and I watched the latest one. It was okay. I didn't like it quite as much as the other ones. More British TV classics I should be watching. There's a Crypto Challenge kickoff. I wouldn't mind that's at the Hilton, peeking in and seeing what that's about. Scrolling. Androids and Automations. That's at the Sheraton. That should be interesting. Blizzard lore question and answer. I would probably be quiet during that, but I'd love to hear it. And I looked at the mindfulness because I've been really stressed lately, and there's like a mindfulness meditation challenge, and it would be me sitting there trying to meditate for an hour. I can't sit still for even, I mean, 5 minutes and I'm ready to get up and do something. So I don't think I could do it for an hour. I think there might be another one that talks more about how to meditate the right way. Maybe that one, but I don't think I can do that for an hour. Or I might just lay down and go to sleep, depending on how I feel. Oh, and Stan Lee's going to be there. So it's Stan the Man, Lee Excelsior. That would be fun. That's at the Marriott. That's definitely in the ballroom. And I'm skipping a lot I'd like to get to. Valentine Wolf, we talked about them. They're at Mark 12 singing. But I may not go to the first one because she's doing it with a bunch of other people at another one that's supposed to be really funny. So I think I might go to that one instead. Firefly Operation Everything Shiny. And I believe Kaylee is going to be at that one. She is the speaker at that one. Mikey Mason, I think I talked about him the other day. He's also going to be in Mark 12. Let's see. Oh, and Red Dwarf, I kind of miss it. I may go to it anyway, but I love the space stuff. And I looked at that first of all, thinking that was space, and figured out it was a TV show and wasn't quite what I thought it was, but still sounds kind of interesting. So maybe I will check that out. Ken was actually the one who told me and kind of laughed at me when he told me. Skipping Gilmore Girls Revisited. I had never watched Gilmore Girls until this year. And when Gracie was little and I was just hanging out with her and she would actually sleep while I had the TV on, I binge watched the Gilmore Girls. And absolutely, when I finished watching it, I was so sad. I felt like my family had left me. How the West World Was Won. That should be pretty good if you watch that. Roving Mars, that actually is about space. Star Trek, The Next Generation, they have guests there, actors that I like. And this is just Friday, guys. It's crazy how much stuff there is. The Great Hogwarts House. Let's see. 80s cartoon sing along. Now that would be really fun. That's also at the Hilton. All About Dragons. I love dragons. Broadchurch. I actually binge watched that also after Jodie Whittaker became Doctor Who. So I binge watched that, and I like her as an actor. Firefly Drinking Songs. It's all kinds of fun stuff here. My Job Is So Cool. I want to see who sang that. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? I was hoping they'd do this, talk about the Scooby apocalypse, but no, I think that's just regular. And then I guess I'll have to go to the Technorama Comedy Forecast Live. That's at 7. Since I have to go see that. Just kidding. Looking forward to it. That maybe I'll try to hit on Friday. Oh, Klingon Karaoke in the Hilton. That's always fun. And that's about it. There's Stranger Things, but after that, I probably won't go anywhere. Just looking to see. There's a zombie prom that might be fun, but I don't know. Adult Origami at 11:30 p.m. I can't see me being able to fold anything very well at 11:30 p.m. at Dragon Con. And then there's the drum circle that might actually end up the night. So that is just the first day. To let you know what's going on there. And I think that's all I've got for now. I hope everyone has a great rest of the night and a super day tomorrow. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported.